The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Do you have a favorite age? Mine must be age 9, the spring of third grade. I played the clarinet in the school band. I played backgammon with my brother Conrad. I stayed up late some nights with my mother while my dad was away. He was gone all the time that year, Monday through Friday each week for work. I loved a pair of green corduroys and a cream-colored cowl neck sweater. I loved a pair of brown suede saddle shoes. My mother drove a Plymouth with a tan roof and soft velveteen seats. On my days off from school, we took long car rides to Silicon Valley to visit my dad. We'd have dinner waiting for him when he got back from work. We listened to the radio. I loved a George Benson song called "Just the Two of Us." Neither my mom nor I could carry a tune. Those times, alone with just my mom, I felt like her child, but not like a child. There are other ages. 11 was glasses and period cramps. 17, a bottle of Chanel number 19. 20, a pair of my brother's cast-off Levi's, which I wore to the point of disintegration with cowboy boots and wool sweaters. It was brown ink fountain pens and black pebble cover sketch pads filled with poems. 30 was like a snow globe filled halfway with happiness and halfway with misery, which got a good shaking up every day. Sometimes a poem takes you back to a place and time that meant something, that felt a certain way, that still lives somewhere inside of you. To dwell in another person's memory is to claim their feelings as if they belong for a time to you. These poems tend to wake you up to thoughts and memories of your own, a spider plant growing on a patio, the smell of stone fruit ripening in summer sun, white eyelet bedspreads, telephones with long coiled cords stretched from room to room, cornbread and beef stew, things that, in their own quiet way, made you. Today's poem is "When I Am 6" by Amy Nezikamatatl. Chicago. My mother waters the tomato and pepper plants. I steal drinks from the penny taste of the garden hose. It is my favorite drink. I am 6 and think to cross the street by myself from time to time, but never do. I am 6. My sister is 5, and we hide inside clothing racks at the store just to feel the black sick fill our round bellies when we get lost, lost, lost from our mother. I am 6, and I am laughing with a mouthful of cashews. I think nuts is the funniest word I have ever heard. I am 6, and I break all my mother's lipsticks and glue them together and put them back in her bathroom drawer. She'll never notice. Sometimes I find sad envelopes, the ones with red and blue stripes, meaning these envelopes fly, meaning thin feathers, meaning bird with a little worm in the beak. Envelopes from her father, I think. She snatches them from my hand and says, "No, no, where did you get these? Now put them back." The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.